We're here at Domtar today to talk about a number of issues that are affecting the paper industry here in Wisconsin, and several of which you've been trying to champion, both wood acquisition and postal reform. Why don't you explain more about that?
Well, first of all, by committee, one of the committees on which I sit has recently been undertaking an effort to reform the postal system, to bring it back into profitability. And when I became involved, I first of all recognized that Wisconsin's economy, especially because of its timber resources and papermaking and printing and mailing industries, really has its fortunes very much intertwined with the health of the Postal Service. And it was very important to me to become a champion for the type of reforms that would keep Postal Service profitable, but also make sure that we don't see volatile increases in prices, because the mailing industry really depends on stability and certainty in its plans, and we also know that they will drastically reduce volume if there are price spikes that are not planned for and are not sort of that are volatile. So I played a role and will continue to play a role in this reform process to be a champion of the type of reforms that will bring the Postal Service into good fiscal health, but will also be very mindful of the fact that our paper and mailing industries will be affected by those reforms. With regard to the timber industry, I'm very much concerned that the Forest Service has really fallen behind in the active management of our federal forests. There's a number of reasons for that, and as I've sat on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, I've learned more and more. And one of the big challenges is that more and more severe wildfires out west have led to really switching of dollars from forest management to forest fire suppression. And as long as this continues, we are going to fall further and further behind in the management of our forests and producing healthy forests that have a better prospect of avoiding forest fires. If you think about it, it can spiral out of control if we don't intervene. So as a member of the committee and with some of my Senate colleagues who have similar concerns with forestry issues, we're trying to put on the pressure for better management of our national forests and an end to that sort of movement of allocated dollars from prevention to suppression of fires.
Well, postal reform and the prospects of getting that to the full Senate floor, what are the challenges in that regard?
Well, I have to say that the fact that our committee consideration of the bill was so controversial probably will mean that this will not happen quickly, because in order for the Senate to move measures forward, we have to have bipartisanship. We need 60 votes to pass a bill where it's a simple majority in the House of Representatives. And so I'm hoping that in whatever intervening time there is between when this bill was recently reported out of committee and when we bring this to the Senate floor, that there'll be opportunities for further negotiation, because I think the bill is highly flawed right now. And while there were improvements over what the committee originally had before it that I was proud to help lead, we haven't gone as far as we need to, in my mind.
And monetarily, what kind of dollars are you hoping to save or looking at?
In the postal reform?
Right.
Well, boy, it gets a little complicated, but let me try to explain. Right now, on an annual basis, the post office has sort of been in the red. They haven't been profitable. Part of the Postal Service business is a competitive business with UPS and Federal Express with regard to boxes and parcels. But with regard to the mailbox and letters being delivered into the mailbox, they have a monopoly. And so it strikes me that they should behave more like a business in the competitive part of their business, but that they should be well regulated and effectively overseen on the monopoly part of their business. In addition, Congress has really complicated the matter several years ago by requiring that the post office, unlike their competitors, pre-fund certain accounts for retirees and future retirees, certain health care accounts, certain pension accounts. And many have concluded that they've been asked to carry an unfair burden in their annual budget that makes them in the red rather than profitable. And so part of what we're doing is not just looking at the rate setting issue and allowing them to charge enough for stamps and postage to be in the black, but also relieving them of the burden of some really unreasonable pre-funding requirements that, you know, with fluctuating interest rates may never be necessary.